The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. In those days, when there again was a great crowd without anything to eat, Jesus summoned the disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will collapse on the way, and some of them have come a great distance." His disciples answered him, "Where can anyone get enough bread to satisfy them here in this deserted place?" Still he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They replied, "Seven." He ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then, taking the 7 loaves, he gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They also had a few fish. He said the blessing over them and ordered them distributed also. They ate and were satisfied. They picked up the fragments left over, 7 baskets. There were about 4,000 people. He dismissed the crowd and got into the boat with his disciples and came to the region of Dalmanutha. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Could I give you a tough spiritual pill to swallow? Do you think you could handle that on a lovely Saturday morning? Here's a tough spiritual truth for you today. There's 2 kinds of people in the world. There are those who love their convictions so much that they change their behavior to fit. And there are those who love their behavior so much that they change their convictions to fit. 2 kinds of people in the world, a hard spiritual truth. And it's the background that will help you to understand our first reading from the first book of Kings, because I know that there's great treasure here in this Old Testament, but unless it's explained, it just sounds like Old Testament gibberish, right? You don't have to answer me. I already know the answer is yes. Okay, so what we want to do, we want to explain our first reading because there's so great lessons in here. And to explain our first reading, I'll give you a little bit of background. Everybody's heard of King David. Everybody's heard of King Solomon. But most people don't know what happened after King David and King Solomon. What happened afterwards is that God's people went through a great big national divorce. It wasn't a civil war, it wasn't bloodshed, but rather the 12 tribes of Israel, they just had a great big national breakup. And they formed 2 separate countries. 10 tribes formed a kingdom of their own in the north. The other 2 tribes formed a kingdom of their own in the south. The kingdom of the north was known as Israel. The kingdom of the south was known as Judah. Most people hear the Bible, they think Israel and Judah are different names for the same thing, but they're 2 very different things, 2 different kingdoms, national breakup. Now, both Judah and Israel, they both thought they were the real people of God, of course, they both thought that, but there was 1 key difference between the north and the south, and that is only the south had the temple. Only the south had the holy city of Jerusalem. And this is where our first reading today begins. It's the story of Jeroboam, who's king of the north. And Jeroboam is afraid. What's he afraid of? He's afraid that all of his people from the north are going to go to the south because that's where the temple is. And if enough people worship God in the south, Jeroboam and his northern kingdom, they're going to lose their legitimacy, he's going to lose his power, and he's going to lose his life. So you know what Jeroboam does? He abandons his convictions. He makes an ape of the Jewish religion. And out of thin air, he fabricates a priesthood out of nothing, fake feast days, and he makes 2 fake new temples. He sets up not 1, but 2 golden calves Just like Aaron made a golden calf in the book of Exodus, Jeroboam makes two golden calves for two shrines, one at Dan and the other at Bethel. Those are the northern and the southern extremes of his kingdom, so that you can go worship conveniently at your local golden calf, right? And this he thinks he's going to do to protect his power and to protect his safety. Why? Because that's what Jeroboam values most. Above the love of God, he cares about his power. Above the love of God, he cares about his safety. So you know what happens to Jeroboam? You know what happens to Jeroboam? Prophets warn him. But in the end, Jeroboam is killed. And his kingdom is destroyed. Overrun by their enemies, the Assyrians. You ever heard of the lost tribes of Israel? That's what happened to Jeroboam's kingdom. 10 tribes of the north destroyed in the years of the 8th century BC and never heard from again. And all of this because of the sin of idolatry. You know, I don't tell you this because it's just Old Testament trivia and this is Bible study here this morning. There's an important lesson in here, a spine-chilling important lesson. Every sin reduces to idolatry. Every single sin reduces to putting something ahead of God. And you know what happens when you put something ahead of God? God's patient. He warns you. He speaks to your soul. He speaks to your conscience. But in the end, there's terrible consequences. In the end, you lose everything. Rector back at the seminary, he used to tell me, put first things first and everything else will fall into place. When you put second things first, you lose everything. You know, if you love God above your family, above your spouse, above your children, love God first, you know what happens? You end up loving your spouse and your family and your children perfectly. But if you get that wrong, and you put anyone else ahead of God, you'll end up not loving them at all. Because the only thing left is the love of yourself. Jeroboam, he lost his kingdom and he lost his life and the tribes of Israel were lost forever. And when we sin today and we don't change our ways, we never repent, lives are destroyed. Lives are lost. And in the end, souls are lost forever. Told you it was a tough pill to swallow. Told you it was a tough spiritual lesson, but it's really one to think about. Either you will love your convictions so much that you'll change your behavior to fit, or you will love your behavior so much that you will abandon your convictions altogether. And we continue with the Mass. We pray to be faithful. We ask for the prayers of Blessed Mother to help us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.